This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get all the tinfoil adjusted here as we get ready to review what's going on around the United States and around the world, courtesy of conversation on news talk radio stations like the one you're listening to right now. I'm Doug Steffen, proud of my crew on the DJV program, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We are here to go through as much of the top 10 stories. I mean, the problem with this is that we have one story that really is shaking up everything else. So between Russia, Ukraine, the NATO summit, our relations with Russia, the economy, the top four items are all kind of interwoven. So let's get at it, ladies, so that we can bring as much to the surface. People may not know a lot of the things that we have been privy to, and we'll share those, and people may like or not like some of the things we say about what we think is the impact of some of the actions of the people involved in all of these stories. For example, the president has been over in Europe, and one of the things that he was talking about this week at the NATO meeting is the shortage of food. And basically, you know, we're talking about real food here, meat and potatoes, that sort of stuff. So is the food shortage going to affect everybody? That is, we know it affects the Ukraine. We know it's going to affect Eastern Europe. We know it'll probably affect Europe. But are they looking to us?
Well, the problem is that Ukraine and Russia are one of the top suppliers together.
Breadbasket of Europe,
yeah,
they call
Of wheat and grain. And so the problem is, that it's going to affect the whole world. And it just makes you wonder, you know, and when you think about how things have changed in this country, and I know we get, you know, a lot of us get kind of, I don't even want to use the word arrogant, but I think we get locked into our own lives where we don't realize where our food comes from. I know. What our food comes from, we just expect shelves to be filled. And think about what the American psyche has gone through, just very selfishly here in our country over the last couple of years with supply chain shortages and COVID making us have empty shelves, you know, all of the disruptions of walking into a grocery store.
Remember,
for the first time in our lives.
Yeah, we got pissed seeing, you know, I couldn't get five cans of Clorox wipes, you know, and the limit on toilet paper.
You didn't even get one for a long time. Oh, yeah.
The bigger picture.
Toilet paper rolls.
The bigger picture here is that we learned this week that in the last year, 17,000 square miles of territory in the United States, which was in agriculture as the COVID deal started, is now gone. So that's a lot of food growing space, and that's happening elsewhere around the world. And if they continue to do, apparently, I saw that Biden said that if Putin used chemical weapons, it would trigger a response from NATO. Well, he's accused now of using these phosphorus bombs. Is that in that category? The military assault on Ukraine has brought all kinds of hardship, obviously, there. And the Russians haven't looked like they were too well prepared, but they got dangerous stuff. So the fact that they've been accused of using these phosphorus bombs, does that mean the response from NATO is going to come this weekend?
What does that mean? I don't think they're going to announce when it's going to hit.
They were all over the place at NATO, and you can, I don't know, it's very disappointing as someone who just, I'm not even looking at this politically anymore, I'm just looking at this from what's right and what's wrong. And it's very disappointing that there isn't a more, as much as they're crowing about being unified, there really hasn't been any set stipulations. And I think maybe the most appropriate response that Biden could have made when he was asked the question, you know, if chemical or nuclear weapons are used, is there going to be a response? I think the best response would have been, we will respond, and we will respond in a strong way. And he should have walked away. Instead, what happens is that there's a lot of over-talking that dilutes a message that would, the big word was deter this week at the NATO meeting, but that would deter Vladimir Putin, or at least make him question what could be waiting for him. I think he's been given a lot of leeway, and there has not been a lot of pushback.
Biden's answer was that we would respond in time, in kind. I mean, that was the exact quote that he said, that NATO would respond in kind.
What does that mean?
So,
no weapons on the Russians?
I think that that's, I think the amount, the show of force that, no, we're not going to use chemical weapons on innocent people, like Russia's doing, but I think that's a pretty clear message. I mean, how much, I don't know, how much more is someone supposed to say about the plan when everyone in the world, including Putin's watching?
The criticism is not about the plan. The criticism is about the response. I mean, remember that from the beginning, the messaging that we've gotten so far is the ball is in Putin's court. Putin can make the decisions here. We've given way too much power to Vladimir Putin to decide what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and the rest of the world kind of runs behind him trying to play catch-up.
Yeah, I think that's true.
And it's especially now that we're seeing that he's not even that strong with his military presence. He's just a person who is trying to seek out an ideology, and it's like at some point we have to figure out what our coordinated response is going to be. But it doesn't seem to me that anybody's really willing to be the first to fight back.
Mm. Well, that's the nuclear threat from Putin. That's the big X factor.
The discussions going on here this week have led to us pledging $1 billion in humanitarian assistance. That's before everybody else in Europe steps up to the plate. And one, as a taxpayer, wonders where this $1 billion in humanitarian assistance is going to come from. It's coming from you and me. That's where it's coming from.
And we've also sent $1 billion now in military aid. The pledge of humanitarian aid is coming. And, of course, your heart wants you to do all this, but where does the money come from? They fire up the old printer.
So here's where it should come from. All these damn, there are 328 members of the Russian parliament called the Duma that have, these are the most elite people in Russia. They have billions and billions and billions of dollars in assets that are stuck in American banks, they're in real estate, they're in boats. So I say we grab them all and sell them and use that money to help the Ukrainians. Why are
we pussyfooting around?
That's what they are.
They're seizing as much stuff as they can find.
Are they selling it?
No, it's all being held. It's like being held in the impound. Because there are international laws that they're trying to figure out with sanctions. If sanctions are lifted, then all the countries who sold that stuff, they're going to be on the hook to reimburse them.
Yeah.
That's international law, though. I mean, that's why people are waiting on
these
that. You can grumble, but that's the fact.
The Russians aren't paying attention to international law.
Exactly right. The other thing is that, you know what's going to happen is that if Ukraine is lucky enough to win this, and everything's on the table right now, if they're lucky enough to win this, then you can imagine how many billions of dollars we're going to spend in rebuilding the country that's now knocked apart by Russia, and it's going to be American money. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but a strong
good
defense
for American business.
Well, a strong defense earlier on could have prevented any of this from happening. And instead, again, it's going to cost millions of dollars. And if you listen, and this is maybe one of the outrages of the week that's just not getting a lot of attention, is that when it comes to the Iran deal that the Biden administration is desperate to get back into, it was released, the information yesterday, and they talked about it at the State Department briefing with Admiral John Kirby, is that, get this idea, we're all upset with Russia. Well, in Iran, along with the guidelines of the Iran deal, they're going to be allowed to legally, under the guise of this deal, enrich uranium. The excess enriched uranium, they're going to allow Iran to sell it or give it to Russia. They admitted it yesterday during this press briefing. So if we're upset with Russia and we don't like that he's got nukes, why on God's green earth are we going to give them the excess from Iran, another one of our enemies, so that they can bolster up their nuclear program? This makes no sense for anybody on this planet.
What question angered Biden? He started to walk off the stage. What was he asked about?
Because there's been a change in messaging from the Biden administration, where they were saying that the sanctions were used to, early on, Kamala Harris, the State Department, Jen Psaki, they all said that the sanctions were to deter Vladimir Putin from entering Ukraine, from doing more, from advancing his attack into Ukraine. And then someone said, well, obviously it hasn't deterred him. And so he came back and he said, I've never said that it's going to deter anybody. Now we just need to do, I think he called it maintenance. Sanction maintenance is what's going to deter
But Biden did. I mean, the problem is that Biden saying one thing and the administration saying another. Biden did say from the beginning, because he was asked about that, from the very beginning, he said that this would probably not deter Putin from going forward, but that it would cripple the economy. That's what he said from the beginning. So when he came out against the reporter and said, I didn't say that, he's not lying. The administration, Jen Psaki and the administration came forward and said, well, it's meant to deter. And they're the ones who are like watering down what, and I don't know if it's, they don't, you know, if they think Biden's too much of a loose cannon, but like, it's very weird, the messaging that he'll say one thing and then the administration goes, no, no, no. And then they pull back. And then 2 days later, they back up what he said. It's just, it's very,
all
I know it's very
mismanaged. That's all true. And, and I don't know that he ever said, I haven't heard him say that it would deter Vladimir Putin. I tend to,
no, he said it
heard
wouldn't
what you
deter.
Said.
Right. Yeah. He said it wouldn't deter from the beginning.
His problem is the messaging, right? The buck
right.
stops with the president. And so if his administration is bungling all the messaging, we can blame Kamala Harris and we can blame Jen Psaki, but it is the Biden administration. He's got to have people that are going to back his
message. They've got to get this together because there's no cohesive message.
They need to be
and what he's
up,
saying is out. What's actually happening. But it's confusing. Look, as someone who voted for him, I'm not happy with that either. I want clear messaging. You know, it's like all of us were frustrated with the CDC all these years. It's like, hello, can we please get a consistent message? It's very frustrating.
I did a write-in campaign for me when the presidential election took place. I wrote my name in.
How'd you do? That's great.
I got one vote. Not a bad thing, huh?
Perfect.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Better than some.
The DJV download, which is something for those of you who don't get a chance to listen to this program every day, the program that we do with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay called the DJV Show, we have the ability, if you're listening to something else, that's okay. But if you have time and you're interested, you think that we're intriguing characters, you can watch or listen to us any day, all day, on the DJV Show website, djvshow.com. We also have a podcast download that you can listen to. We talk about things like Miley Cyrus and her flight to Paraguay. Wasn't it Paraguay she went to? Yeah, I think it was.
Yep.
And J-Lo. And let's see, who else do we have? Well, all kinds of things that are in the mainstream of conversation, our economy, new books, the humpback whales, all this stuff comes in our purview. Check it out. It's easy to find. DJVShow.com is where the podcast is and the day-long broadcast. That's DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I need 4 more of the biscuit carnitas, 2 burnt end platters, 3...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and with short staff, let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with the stars of the DJV radio program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. So Jay takes over now because we have a number of items, the questions we've asked during the week that pertain to many of the things that are listed this week on our story list from Talkers Magazine. The transgender swimming championship. This transgender thing is becoming a big topic.
The transgender swimming championship.
Sounds,
yeah.
Well, I mean, that is good.
It's not a transgender swimming meet. It's one transgender swimmer in the NCAA swimming championship.
Perhaps the next thing that will happen is they'll want to have a transgender swimming.
Well,
see, I'm just thinking
that would be pretty good. So, see, this is where you're hitting the money, is that that would actually stop the problem of having someone who is biologically male and could have a physical biological advantage over biological females. You know, you could have a separate lane in the swim competition.
See?
Just
I knew what I was talking about. Right. All right. Jay, you want to take over here?
Well, yeah, we asked about Leah Thomas, the student athlete at the University of Pennsylvania, becoming the first transgender NCAA swimming champion. Chris Marengo said, "It's intellectual suicide to believe this makes logical sense."
I'm with him on that one. Yep.
Yeah, pretty much everybody was against this. Johnny Powell added, "Nothing against women, but I
all
think it's a little
let's
bit."
Take note.
It's amazing. Yeah. Men are coming hard for this topic.
It's
where
ridiculous.
I haven't really seen many comments one way or the other from women.
From ladies,
Johnny Powell says nothing
I've
against
women.
I've talked
to my family that are student athletes, and they feel, because they're runners, and so there are real differences, and they're at a competitive level where they could go to the Olympics, and they're kind of sweet as girls, but it does bother them. So I think, it's probably men that feel more comfortable commenting on something like this on social media, but I think there's real concerns.
Well, yeah, and it kind of goes with the whole conversation of sex versus gender and more
which
of
no
the,
one understands.
The XX chromosome and XY chromosomes competing with each other or against each other. Johnny Powell said nothing against women, but I think that this is a little bit unfair to ladies. He was born a male. He should compete against other members of the same sex. Mark Leo Vendels says, it's wrong and I feel it sets women's rights back, and also wonders why women's rights groups are silent on this.
Good question.
Because a lot of women's groups believe that trans women are women. And that's the answer, Mark. I would love to know and I don't know this person, but I would love to know if he's so concerned about women's rights, where he stands and votes on other women's rights issues.
But do you think that? I mean, really and truly, I don't. Because I think people
I believe I have a trans female friend, and I absolutely believe she's a girl. Absolutely.
But I mean, I guess the way that I could equate this is like saying a heavyweight boxer squaring off against like a welterweight. They don't do that for a reason in boxing because it's not fair because you have different competitive size advantages and such. And so,
but all the sizes in swimming, Jen, are different. There are people.
We're not just talking about swimming. We're talking about multiple.
I know, but
sports now.
But look at the difference in size of all athletes across all sports. I mean, there are swimmers who are 5'6" who beat people who are 6'4". I mean, hormonally, they're all balanced too, and there are regulations.
But it's not just about hormones. This is about lung capacity. This is about the size of your hands, the size of your limbs.
No one complains about a WNBA player who's 6'3" or 6'4" or 6'7" in Brittany Griner's place.
But we're talking about the differences where one person could get lifted up over the other. And it's really interesting to listen to Caitlyn Jenner talk about it. And I know everybody likes to laugh at her.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
About an hour ago, President Biden spoke to reporters just before heading to more talks in Poland. He says an agreement has been reached to send more liquid natural gas to Europe and cut their need on Russian energy.
Helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. Secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall. To address the first point, the United States, together with our international partners, we're going to work to ensure an additional 15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, for Europe this year.
Build Back Better may not be dead after all. Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, told a group of climate activists and energy executives he's open to supporting a smaller Build Back Better legislation, provided it addresses three issues: climate change, prescription drug prices, and deficit reduction. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
President Biden early Friday morning says an agreement has been made for the United States to provide more liquid natural gas to Europe so they can cut their need on Russian energy.
And the United States welcomed the European Union's powerful statement earlier this month, committing to rapidly reduce its dependence on Russian gas. Today, we've agreed on a joint game plan toward that goal, while accelerating our progress toward a secure, clean energy future. This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall. To address the first point, the United States, together with our international partners, we're going to work to ensure an additional 15 billion cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, LNG, for Europe this year. And as the EU works to discontinue it buying Russian gas well before 2030, it will also work to ensure additional EU market demand for 50 billion cubic meters of LNG from the United States annually by 2030.
A 14-year-old boy died after falling from the Orlando Free Fall ride in Orlando, Florida's Icon Park overnight. The incident happened around 11 p.m. Orlando time. An investigation into the tragic incident is ongoing. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Top 34 after the hour as we review the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Provided the list is provided every week to us by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And you get a copy of the list if you want, either at djvshow.com or at talkers.com. These are the items, the charts for the week of March 21st to the 25th. On the people list, let me just go through the people list, and then we'll go back to the story list, picking and choosing some of the things that are really hot topics. At number 10, Madeleine Albright, obviously, because of her passing. That's why she's on the list. Hunter Biden, number 9. That thing goes on and on and on and on and on, and where it stops, nobody knows. Alvin Bragg is 8. Donald Trump is 7. Ketanji Brown Jackson is 6. Kim Jong-un, Big Fatty, is 5. She is number four. I have no respect for him, so I'm never going to do his name right anyway. The president of China. Zelensky is three, Putin is two, and Joe Biden is one. I want to go to some of the comments, Jay, that are on our social media regarding the nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. There are legal experts who are weighing in on this. The Senate Judiciary Committee's consideration has wrapped up this week. A lot of testimony from supposed outside experts. The American Bar Association Standing Committee said she's well qualified. The ABA committee gave Jackson the same high rating that has been bestowed on most of the recent Supreme Court nominees, with the exception of Amy Coney Bryant. Barrett, I always call her Bryant, but whatever. Anyway, so what are some of our listeners saying about the nominee and how all this has gone this week, Jay?
Well, Sydney Houghton says that she's not qualified. She wouldn't even clarify what the start of life is.
Oh, God.
That's right, she's not.
Dennis DeCore says she's very qualified and will make a great justice.
Yeah, it's a balance.
Tony Echeverry says she can't define what a woman is. She's weak on pedophiles and criminals in general. And adding, but at least we know she is not a biologist. That's
all right, well,
is
it, this party line stuff, it looks like, pretty much, isn't it?
When you well, get can right I just jump it? In for a second about, you know, I know there's a lot of emotional stuff when, you know, on both sides of the aisle with the debate about what is a woman, who is a woman, I'm a biologist. I think the reason that it means something to me is that, and the reason why I talk about how important messaging is not necessarily how she feels about an issue. I don't need to agree with anybody 100% of the time. You don't need that. But you're being asked to be a judge. And so one of the tactics that Amy Coney Barrett used that was effective when she was asked about hypotheticals is she kept, and this is exactly the tactic that Ruth Bader Ginsburg used as well. So Amy Coney Barrett took from RBG's style of her confirmation hearing, which is, I can't comment on a hypothetical case because I need to see what the case entails, because the judge of his justice is not to tell you how they feel, it's to decide how to apply the law, right? And to see, that's why we've talked about certain, I mean, there's, you know, decisions that we don't agree with that the Supreme Court makes all the time, but it always depends on the lawsuits running up to what the Supreme Court sees. So it's about applying the law. I feel like if you are a judge and someone asks you a question, it's not a question about caseload. You have to figure out a way to answer it because you are going to be called on to answer certain questions. And I feel like what was lacking was the way that she answered the question with a kind of like smirk, I'm not a biologist. Well, you're going to be called on to make hard decisions. So maybe you could say, well, depending on how, you know, my point of view will come on how cases are written or something. It would have been a better response rather than just something that seems flippant to like half the people out there. Does that make sense?
It does. And in situations like this, when people are being questioned, and not just about this specific situation, but I would really appreciate it if politicians refrained from sarcasm and they would just answer the question.
Well, it's not like, their job. Yeah, there's too much of that. There are a lot of these people. You look at the difference between the hearings for Ms. Jackson and what went on with the Brett Kavanaugh. There is
I mean, at least
difference.
Even the pointed questions were more polite. I mean, what they did to Kavanaugh was disgusting.
Well,
are you a rapist? Do you drink beer? But the problem, though, with that is that we also had a woman sitting in front of the hearing for the world to see who was accusing him of sexual assault. That needed to be taken seriously. So that's not happening here. So it's really apples and oranges. There's no comparison.
You know, it wasn't taken seriously when people go, do you like beer, Senator? Do you like beer? Are you a rapist? Do your kids know you're a rapist?
Well, there's nothing serious about that. Are babies racist? I mean, Ted Cruz's question? I mean, really? I mean, come
on.
What
is all this accomplished,
though?
This
is nothing.
Let me go back over this. None of this stuff accomplishes
anything. It's all theater.
It's back to the people that are supposed to be doing their job not doing their job. And going up and down the aisle.
Well, they're auditioning for the next job.
BS.
That's the problem.
I
mean, they have cameras on them, and they all want to be president. And they all
you
want
can
the,
see
you
who
know.
Wants to be president.
Of
I mean,
course.
Obviously, we know Ted Cruz wants to be president. We know that Cory Booker wanted to be president when he shouted out, "I am Spartacus." I mean, these people are such blowhards.
Okay,
I mean,
let's take a second aside here for a moment because we haven't talked about this at all. The business of Ginny Thomas, Clarence Thomas's wife. Getting involved in the undoing of the election. That seemed to come out of left field, but maybe we spent so much time talking about Russia and Ukraine.
Well, this just kind of broke Thursday night. This just broke Thursday night, so it's really not out of left field, but there were 29 text messages that she sent to Mark Meadows, basically saying that she was criticizing Pence.
Chief of staff, right?
She was saying that Trump, shouldn't concede the election, that the election's being stolen by the Democrats, and that, I mean, there's 29 text messages. They're all public now, but it's not a good look. And then Clarence Thomas, of course, was the only Supreme Court justice who dissented when the Supreme Court rejected challenges to the election. So, it just, and then she says that she doesn't talk to her husband about stuff. Okay. I'm so tired of hearing that from everyone.
We hear that from everybody who makes their investments. All right.
Number four, speaking of investments, is the economy. There are new unemployment claims. According to the numbers from the government, unemployment benefits fell off to the lowest level in 53 years. Last week.
I believe that because I've seen so many places that had, for a long time, had help wanted signs and they don't have them up anymore. So a lot of jobs have been filled in all different sectors. I mean, I'm in New Jersey, so I'm seeing, maybe more movement because we're not far outside of New York City and it's rebounding pretty quickly. But I'm not surprised that the level dropped so much because I don't know of anyone who's unemployed.
Yeah, well,
I still know a lot of places, restaurants, friends of mine who are running restaurants that are
not able
to find anybody to work. Yeah. So it's still an issue in pockets. I don't know how it is across the board.
All right, number seven, partisan politics, the election. I think that there's a move afoot by some in Marjorie Taylor Greene's district to disqualify her, or they're suing her. What is that? Trying to keep her from getting reelected. I know that. Is that group a large, influential group, or is it just people that are making a lot of noise?
She's from Georgia, right?
Yep.
What's the group that you're talking about?
Yeah, I haven't heard this. I don't know.
This is just breaking as well. And I'm not, I just saw it out of the corner of my eye. Now I'm just going back to it because I just thought to myself, okay, but looking at all of the stuff.
Sure, she faces opposition, right, from people who think she's a moron, but.
Well,
she says crazy things. She goes to Nazi rallies.
There's a lawsuit.
Everybody in Georgia.
I think just a quick Google of what you're talking about, Doug. There's a lawsuit filed by some Georgia voters, a legal challenge, saying whether or not she's disqualified from holding office because what they say is her involvement in the January 6th riot, which I think is funny because I don't know that she was even there, was she?
I don't know. That's
a good question.
Wasn't
she in a room with everybody else? All the other.
Yeah, I mean, she was in Congress, but I mean, she wasn't rioting. I don't know. It just seems very odd. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of this is the time of year it's heating up. There are 100 people who are holding
a
fundraiser against Liz Cheney, your girlfriend, because they don't want her to be able to.
Yeah,
they want to help empower her.
Doug's two girlfriends can't agree on anything.
That'd be very interesting. Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz. Both Republicans running for the Senate, they got tossed off of some presidential commission this week.
Yeah, this is crummy. They were on a sports and fitness commission.
That was it.
And it's strictly political because they don't like that they're running in states that are important. They're running, Herschel Walker's running in Georgia, and Dr. Oz is running in Pennsylvania. So the Biden administration.
Did Dr. Oz move to Pennsylvania yet? Because he doesn't live there.
My congressman hasn't set foot in California. I mean, welcome to politics 2022.
Remember when Hillary
at least
moved
to run,
New York
you should start. Run. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. At least Hillary moved to New York. You should at least start there.
All of these people, they find opportunities. But the point is, not necessarily that, the point is that they were on this committee for sports and fitness. These are non-political positions that every president gets to appoint. And so these two happen to be appointed. I don't even know. I think Trump appointed Herschel Walker. I don't know if Dr. Oz was already there or not. But why go through and knock them off the committee?
Are they all publicly elected officials on the committee?
No, nobody's elected anything. They're appointments. They're
presidential appointments.
No, but maybe that's what I'm saying. Maybe because they're running for public office, they can't be on the commission.
No, it's because they're running for public office on the wrong side of the ticket that they're allowed to, that they're getting asked to leave.
All right, number six is a focus for a little time for COVID. here. I thought it was interesting, and we talked about this on the DJV program, that the mayor of New York has exempted athletes and performers from the vaccine mandate. He looks like a real fool.
Such a bad move.
It was a really bad move.
Huge stumble right out of the gate. Huge.
Yep. And the folks that run the airlines have demanded of the government, administration, that the mask mandate on planes be dropped immediately. We'll see where that goes. I think it's supposed to go away April 14th anyway, isn't it?
I thought April 13th was the date, but yeah,
somewhere
I don't know.
In there. Yeah, right. Our relationship with China, President Biden made it clear in his phone call that he had with President Xi last week. He was on the phone for 2 hours plus. That he'd be putting himself in jeopardy, i.e. she would be, if Beijing supported Russian military action. Isn't he?
I think Biden's point was China has a hell of a lot more to lose if they lose the West than if they lose Russia. Russia is not going to sustain China the way the rest of the world does. Think about our own supply chains and all the crap that's in every store that's made in China here in America and Canada and in the U.K., China would be so stupid.
Can we get away from
Russia over? Well, I hope so. Yeah.
I mean, it looks like a big bluff because we can't even get away from Russian oil. How can we get away from all the stuff that China gives us?
Well we're away from Russian oil as the American
now,
yeah.
As of a week ago.
But we only had
3%
of
engine.
It was only 3% of our entire
supply.
That's
the point. If it took us that long to get away from Russian oil, how are we going to divest from China when they have their hands in everything?
It's a much longer project.
It's a long project, exactly. Yeah. And meanwhile, when it comes to the price of gasoline, et cetera, did you see this guy in Chicago who gave away $1 million in free gasoline? $50 a car.
That's nice.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. There's so much.
Better than the guy stealing 5,000 gallons of gas and then selling it for a markup.
Right, yeah. That's American entrepreneurial.
I think that was in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, ladies. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, J.D. Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 53 past the hour now. Time for a little car talk, courtesy of Nick Miles. Actually, we should dub this Nick News instead of car talk. It's Nick News time on the DJV program. Nick News. Nick Miles has his fabulous wife. He and I, we were just talking about getting wheels for a Rover. He's the font of knowledge, and he came up with a great idea. He has great ideas, and you can research your car purchases or ideas that he has, the latest on what cars are selling, et cetera, all at My Auto Expert, or our, excuse me, well, he is My Auto Expert, but OurAutoExpert.com. So now the price of gasoline being what it is, as a matter of fact, what I remember about the last time gas prices were this high, electric cars weren't really much, it was sort of a blip in the marketplace. Now sales are going through the roof. And at the moment, 4.5% of the new car market is electric, and that number is going up. People are so superficial, they just believe anything. Okay, so you get an electric car, swell. How do you think the electricity for the car is produced? It's saving nothing. Anyway, go
ahead. So if you need to actually do something, if you feel the need to trade it in and probably lose thousands, which you will do if you trade a car in prematurely, or buy one unnecessarily. Why don't you just buy a plug-in hybrid? That's what I tell everybody. Because then if we go back to cheap gas, then you could just use the gas portion. And if gas goes up again and electricity becomes expensive, you could swap between the two. There's always that option. So, give yourself a double down and bet in both corners and cover yourself, and you'll be fine. So there you go.
That's why you're here, because you're so smart. That's very smart. All right, so that takes care of that problem. Now, the Postal Service has been taking it in the chops because they ordered like 80,000 new mail trucks, and they were all gasoline-driven. Now, apparently, they have succumbed. Is that right, to a point?
Yeah. The EPA, which is, of course, part of the federal government, got down their throat and said, listen, you can't do this. You've got to make some of these very cost-effective, and you've got to do 20%. You've got to do at least some of these electric, and they've succumbed to that, going to do 20%. It actually makes a lot of sense in the cities to do electric vehicles for the Postal Service, because they do tiny little stops and starts. You don't want them idling on street corners. That makes a lot more sense. And they don't go very far. These vehicles probably do, some of them probably do less than 5 miles a day on their postal route. So that does make a lot of sense. But the big news also there is they've finally written the check, which they have been procrastinating about writing the check. And they put the money down on the first 50,000. So it's finally happening, despite the fact this is probably the ugliest postal truck in U.S. history.
And they're all pretty ugly. Anyway. Yeah, pretty ugly.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we don't buy our postal trucks for beauty, do we?
No, we don't. We don't buy our postal people for beauty either. My postman is an ugly, grumpy old guy that just is,
I'm going to defend him a little bit and say he goes through any kind of weather to get you your mail. So
That's what I've heard. Yes, right. But that's really not true, because if there's snow in front of the mailbox, he doesn't leave the mail. That's the way that works.
Okay.
Now, last week we were talking about how many cars there are or aren't that have a manual transmission. You apparently have done some research and found something interesting for people who like to have a gearbox.
Yeah, so there is a new Acura Integra that's coming out, and Andrew Quaylen from Acura told me that, in fact, in the uptake of the new Integra, 70% of the people that made the initial orders of the vehicle went for the manual. Which to me is a mouth dropper, but I'm guessing it is sort of fans of the brand here.
Well, so but fans- the other side, you know, we keep talking about saving money and saving fuel and stuff. A practical, reality-based way, if you understand how cars work, is to buy cars with manual transmission because they are more economical than an automatic transmission, right?
Well, actually, no, that's not true anymore. It used to be true when you and I were able to do jump hurdles and run through fields. That was true. But nowadays, the automatic transmissions have come so far that you 0 to 60 times and gasoline consumption is much better from an automatic. They're so advanced now. So, yeah, they beat them much, much more. But ultimately, you will also probably agree that on an open country road and through canyons, a manual transmission is far more fun. It's far more fun.
Ultimately,
manual transmissions do not probably have a place much in the future.
I want them in my trucks. I'd much rather have a gearbox. The new Mercedes has a HEPA filter in it, so that's like the airplanes, right? The coronavirus is gonzo.
Yeah, so it's not officially sanctioned, but it will filter out viruses, and that means you could be safer in your car than outside.
There you go. Buy a Mercedes and be safe, so they say. Nick Miles, rautoexpert.com, with Nick News on the DJ.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.